This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we are every Friday until Eagles season begins. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, if the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for a top four pick in this draft, would you be mad or would you understand? Ike, let's help you get back on track with this Twitter question.
Well, I damn for sure know everybody's going to be mad.
Okay.
I'll go 78%.
There, 77.8.
Oh,
there he is.
Though. I'm back.
He's back. Did you cheat?
I did not.
Okay, all right.
I never cheat. No, okay. I take my lumps when I'm wrong.
You do.
Wrong.
You do. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking before. We'll get back to the phones. It's on the record Friday. If the Eagles did trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand? Would you talk yourself into it? 215-592-9494. Todd McShay, who's going to join us later on at 4 o'clock, we're talking about who would be available at 4. And McShay had a somewhat interesting little nugget about the possibility of Abdul Carter being there at 4.
The agent doesn't let Abdul Carter travel to Foxborough, Massachusetts, if he thinks there's a chance. So the agent's getting the same information that I'm getting, that NFL teams are getting, that Shador could be in play at 3.
You don't make the flight unless you think you might have to, right? Yeah.
So that part's fast. So if you're a Patriots fan and you're like, yeah, I like Will Campbell a lot, offensive tackle, and I'm told it's either Abdul if he falls to 4 or it's Will Campbell. That's another bit of information.
So there you go. His point being that the agent for Abdul Carter wouldn't have had Abdul Carter go to New England if he didn't think there was a real chance of Abdul Carter being there at 4. So at least there's a possibility. And the Giants, there's been some Giants buzz about Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders, it'll be interesting to talk to McShay at 4 about it. That'll be one of the most interesting things about draft night is whether he does end up going
top three,
or if he falls and he starts slipping. And you know what happens when guys start slipping, then they slip even more, and then it becomes an even bigger story. So 215-592-9494.
Well, I tell you what.
Yes, sir.
Shador doesn't seem to be as confident that he's going number 3.
No. Well, he's not going to the draft.
Bingo.
And there's this whole, it feels like, full court press to raise his profile.
Yeah.
I think Deion retiring his number is part of raising the profile and hoping to get he gets picked high.
I don't even want to even talk about that. That is so ridiculous.
Well, it's insane.
I love you, Prime, but come on, bro. That's out of control with retiring the jersey. But the fact that he's not going to the draft when you know if there was – a lock that he was going to be the number 1 pick or the number 2 overall pick, why wouldn't he be at the draft?
Even in the top 10.
As much as this family loves the spotlight and everything that comes with it, what they don't want is an embarrassing night where he's sitting there waiting to be drafted all night.
And every time there's a pick, you see the camera go to him waits.
We've seen it. So when I got word that when it was out there, he's not going to the draft, I say, oh, he must not. He at least is unsure.
There's no promise.
Where he's going. Exactly.
Yeah. Which is weird, even. You would think, like, the Saints at 9
exactly
would say, hey, Shador, we don't think you're going to be there, but if he is, you know, if you are, we'll definitely
take you.
He hasn't even got that sort of promise.
That. You're exactly right.
215-592-9494. On the record Friday, Fred from Scranton. Fred from Scranton. Scranton, you're
on
WIP.
Guys.
What's up, Fred?
I'm sorry about before.
It's all right. It's not your fault.
Listen, I listen to you guys every day practically, when I'm coming home from work. And I finally get to talk to you guys, and it's actually a pleasure for me to talk to the three of you.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
So listen, I would be very disappointed if they trade A.J. Brown. And I don't understand why they would anyway. They already have $60 million in dead cap, don't they? I mean, how would they? They would be what, $30 million in dead cap if they traded him?
Here's the thing, right? Fred. I don't profess to truly understand the cap stuff, and I think every time we think we know,
I think Jake told us that.
Yeah.
Well, but then they do something, and I think it's less about this year, mm-hmm. right? And more, and I think there's two things that go on here, Fred. There's the cap aspect of it, and there's the cash aspect of it, and they're both. The other thing that Jake told us is, you know, if they're doing something, it could be the cash rather than the cap. So they could look at the cash they're spending in the next 5 years and say, look, we can make it work with the cap, but from a financial perspective, we do have a budget. There's always a budget. So all I would say is I'm going to put the cap part of it out of my mind here and say if they explored it, they must have a reason to explore it.
Yeah, I mean, they would, but, I mean, you can't – listen, it's a good argument. I mean, we're debating about – I mean, they're Super Bowl champs. That's still the reality. And, I've been watching them for a long time, and I'll tell you what, I think that was the best team I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
In all of Philadelphia sports was last year. So, I mean, if he's looking a couple of years down the road – I guess I would understand it, but it wouldn't really make sense. I agree with Ike. I mean, you want to go for another Super Bowl, and if anything, maybe package a couple of those picks that they're going to have 20 in the next 2 years. Try to get one of those defensive tackles to go with Jalen Carter, or you know what I mean, or one of those ends. I don't know. T.J. Watt. Is that a viable option? I don't know, you guys. You let me know. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you're paying him.
Yeah, you have to pay him.
You got to pay T.J. Watt, part of the reason why he could be available. And, Fred, thank you for all the kind words. Next question today is give us your a famous redhead. Give us one.
I'd have to go with Carson Wentz.
There you go. That is a good one. That is a good one. I wonder, too, if the other thing that they may be doing here is, and we talked about this, is winning the Super Bowl on some level is a bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yep.
And I would bet there are a lot of times in a team's evolution when they're at their peak that say, you know what, if we could use a year as a pivot year, and we know we'll be good, and we know we'll be a contender, but if we could pivot, you know, at a certain point and build for the next half decade, boy, we'd love to do that. And I would wonder if the Eagles did this, if they're looking at the Super Bowl as, all right, we got that. We know we're going to be good next year, but we can set ourselves up to be good for much longer if we were to make a move of this nature. And if they're using the Super Bowl as cover to do those sorts of things. Because you would guess.
That would be a mistake.
Well, you would also guess that if they were really all in on winning a Super Bowl next year, there have to be some of the guys they let go that they would have kept.
No, because here's the thing. You can try to do two things. You can sell still being one of the top teams in the league if the offense is what's going to be your driving force. So I don't think anybody right now, from an Eagles fan's perspective, has the sense that the Eagles have thrown in the towel on next year and they aren't trying to win the Super Bowl. I don't have that feeling with the team. Sure, but I've liked for them to be a little more aggressive and maybe retain certain players. Yeah, I would have loved if they kept Mekhi Becton, but I don't think losing Mekhi Becton is going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl next year, right? I wouldn't have traded CJGJ. I wouldn't have. But I don't think that's going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl next year. You know, they're going to have to do this thing differently than what they did it this past year. And the idea that we're going to be good as if it's a guarantee 2 or 3 years from now to where we're going to have a legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl versus keeping A.J. Brown on the team. Oh, by the way, keeping A.J. Brown on the team isn't just about next year. A.J. Brown is 27 years old. He still has a lot of good football left in him. So keeping him on your team for the next 2 to 3 years at a minimum, still makes you a dangerous offense. And we talk about having to give up certain players in order to keep these guys. Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'll be willing to sacrifice A.J. Brown from a cap standpoint when you tell me it's for a player that's better than A.J. Brown. In other words, I'm not getting rid of A.J. Brown just so I can re-sign Nolan Smith. That's why you go draft another end this year. I like Nolan Smith. He ain't A.J. Brown. He's not at the level of A.J. Brown. So for me to make moves to make myself a lesser football team because I'm worried about signing future rookies, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to that bridge. Jalen Carter right now is the only for sure young player over there that's getting the next contract. Everybody else, and I love Cooper and I love Quinion. We got 2 more years. We got 2 more years before they're even eligible to be signed for an extension. And Nolan Smith is about to have his first year as a full-time starter, we expect. Well, let's see what that looks like. Let's see what that looks like before I'm ready to give up a 3-time all-pro wide receiver in the prime of his career. By the way, the impact that it has on Jalen Hurts. You know the amount of pressure that puts on Hurts?
I'm aware.
He had to play well without talent around him. You know how much pressure Patrick Mahomes has on him every year now? That he doesn't have explosive offensive weapons. He has to be perfect every game. Coach Reed has to call a perfect game every game. They dink and dunk their way down the field, and it's because of his greatness and precision and that great defense, they found themselves in 3 straight Super Bowls. They also averaged 22 points a game last year. That's a tough way to live. And that's with the best quarterback in football on their team. He needs weapons. He can't do it by himself. So we're going to expect Jalen to go out there with just Devontae.
And the best offensive line of football. And Saquon Barkley.
We better hope nothing happens to Saquon. Because now you've gotten rid of A.J. and an aging running back. Something happens? Don't do it. Don't do it over there.
I just wonder.
I don't know what y'all thinking about over there. But I'm just telling you.
I just wonder if the Bleeding Green crew, if they do this, they're all saying they'd be mad today. If they, after 24 hours, if they wouldn't have calmed down and said, well, you know, all I've heard all offseason, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. How do we not trust them? They know what they're doing.
No.
That's all.
I'm not letting it go.
All right.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The crew that I lead, we won't be letting it go. I guarantee you that much.
Is there a reverse worm here? Ike trying to plant the Ike worm in NovaCare?
I'm just saying it. I won't be letting it go.
Reverse
I guarantee
worm.
That much.
You know, speaking of worms.
Yes.
Talking about Blue Chew?
Plant your worm. Yeah.
Yeah, Ike's trying to plant his worm in NovaCare.
Yeah. You want to be able to.
What?
What?
What? Look, when you plant the worm, you want to be able to do it efficiently. Do it well, top of your ability.
You could have just left it at Ike's been trying to plant his worm.
Yep. Blue Chew.
Yep.
That's what you got to do. Go to bluechew.com.
When your worm.
Use code 94.
Might not be right.
Yes. When your worm's not performing the way you want it to, we got to stop there.
Yep,
we got to stop there. We got to stop there.
Yep.
You got to go to bluechew.com. Use the code 94. You get your first month for free on the WIP Afternoon Show. All you got to do is pay $5 for shipping. Mm-hmm. The advantages, aside from free, the advantages are numerous for Blue Chew if you're going to go this direction. It is a chewable. Mm. So I hate swallowing pills. I'm not a big pill guy. Blue Chew is a chewable, so that cross that off the list.
Easy.
You do know you have to swallow it after you chew it, though,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, but I'm fine chewing and swallowing.
You know, never mind.
Yeah. Here we go again. The advantage. All right. It's all online. Yes. So no doctor's visit. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to call up, have them tell you the next appointment's August 3rd. You need to get busy tonight, brother.
That's right.
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They're gonna send it to you in a
discreet
and hard
package. All that stuff. And it's made here in the USA, so it's cheaper. So once you're through with your free month, it's going to be even cheaper. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Staxin and Levitra, but all in a chewable form. Go to BlueChew.com. Use that code 94. It's going to get your first month for free on us. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
There we go. 1 point on the buzz meter for today.
Buzz.
Yeah, good job, Buzz. Way to wake up back there.
215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP.
All right. I'm sorry. Now I'm ready.
It's all good. It's all good, Nick. It's not your fault.
After the Blue Chew commercial.
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get it back up, bud.
Attending to a little sick one. Yeah, I'm back and I'm ready.
All right.
Speaking of being ready, let me get some Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
There you go.
Two for two.
All right. Okay, we're ready. All right. So, anyway, first off, I want to say thank you, guys. I am that random caller at McGurk's and Royersford that asked for Ike juice, that wrote it down on a paper that I was going to propose.
Oh. Well, what'd she say?
She obviously said yes.
Okay. Yeah, obviously. We don't know.
Congratulations. We'll wait on our invite.
No, I know.
Oh, he accidentally hung up the phone. Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be a day, man. I just know it. I know it. I felt it when I woke up.
Listen, you'd be all right. You roll with the punches.
Yeah. I was going to ask Nick if Ike should be the officiant at the wedding.
Because you officiated a wedding.
I did.
So you could technically do it. Now we could just be there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was the Ike juice
thing, you know, that made it happen.
All right. Mike has to go become a what? An ordained minister?
Yeah, I won't do that.
You just do it online. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. It's like Bluetooth.
Yeah, BG did.
BG did it.
Yeah,
we had Pablo Torre did it for the Ricky once. They married. Yeah, he married some. It's easy. But then, but
that's
let's,
good.
And yeah. let's be honest.
No, I love it. It's easy to.
Well, let's be honest. Ava would just do it for Ike. Like, are we being honest?
That is true.
Yeah, all
that
right.
is true. If we could see her at the office past 2 o'clock.
All right, Nick, what do you think about Ike officiating the wedding?
That would be perfectly fine.
I'm sure it would be perfectly fine. Yep. Yeah.
Actually, honestly, on a serious note, if there is a Surfside discount code or something, because I do need those.
I'll tell you what, Nick. here's the deal, Nick. Leave your number with Buzz. We'll make sure you get hooked
all
up on the Surfside front.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. But anyway, the topic, I guess I would understand.
There you go.
If the only other choice is either understand or be mad.
Yep.
AJ Brown for Travis Hunter, I would understand. Abdul Carter, I would understand. I don't really know anybody else I would understand for.
Yep.
But
what about Shador?
I would understand. I mean, it doesn't really matter who else I would understand. I wouldn't be mad.
And why would you understand?
Yeah, why would you understand? Yeah.
In Travis Hunter's case, it's a replacement, and you still got Smitty. And Hunter and Smitty is still perfectly fine. If, you know, like everybody believes in Jalen Hurts, I don't see a big deal with that. And Abdul Carter, actually, honestly, I guess, yeah, it's just defense. He's a monster. Shares my last name.
There you go.
Yep. All right.
Wait, your name's Nick Carter, like the Backstreet Boy?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. There you go.
But it's the Backstreet Boy.
That's my trivia night.
That's my trivia night name.
Nick, for next question today, give us a famous redhead.
So I believe this should classify as famous and the redhead, Laura Prepon, if I'm saying it right, a.k.a. Donna from the
what
70s
show.
That 70s show.
That's a good one. That's a good show back in the day.
Let me ask you something. How long do you think it took Nick to propose to his current fiance?
It took a while.
It probably just finished. The thing at McGurk's is what? Month ago?
Yeah.
He probably just got that.
You think she was like, just spit it out?
Yes.
Well, she knows.
And Buzz, definitely write down his number. I know you have it there. Uh-oh. Ava Graham on the line. Yeah.
Jack, you are so annoying.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know.
You're just the worst. All this after 2 p.m. Oh, who's everyone calling? They're sick and they need off. Tell me. Oh, who doesn't want to work Bridget Fitz tonight? Oh, you calling me?
Oh,
12 hours. All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Give it to him, Ava.
No, I'll tell him. Let him.
Don't back off.
Yep.
I'm not backing off. I'm here, Jack, fighting back because he knows what you're saying is false. I work 24 hours. Radio doesn't sleep, baby. All right. So, back off.
All right. It's good to see you at the office today.
Yeah.
You are so stupid.
All right, Ava.
Sorry about that, Ava.
No, it was just a joke. I was just joking.
I'm done. Yep.
All right.
Love you, Ava.
Ava does hustle.
No, I know.
Don't you ever do that.
I know. Well, I just know how to get her. That's my issue.
The thing you learn with Ava's job is that she always has to field calls from us idiots. Yeah.
I know.
So whether she's in the office or not.
And I don't work Friday nights.
Yes. That's why I took this job, so nobody bothered me when I was home.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing you did was about the emails. You were out on the emails.
I hated the emails. 215-592-9494, on the record Friday. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Well, first of all, it's been a while, guys. I missed you. Missed you very much.
Hey, Stuart.
Jim.
Well, yeah. Listen, thank goodness the kids are in school right now, so they don't have to listen to the Blue Chew commercial. That's good.
Well, it sounds like you might need some, pal.
Me? Nick's the one who needs a pillow and a blanket.
All right, all right. No shame. No shame.
We don't do
it's
that.
It's not a negative thing.
It's a very positive thing.
It's not a negative thing.
It's people helping people.
People helping people.
Yeah.
That's to you too, Jack.
I've been busy all week. I've been reading all these posts on Twitter about Spike. It's pretty bad. Maybe.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Maybe what you should do is, Spike, is read them. Just like on Jimmy Kimmel, you know, mean tweets, you should read them all.
Well, there's several thousand of them this week because I dared say that Jalen Hurts played a great game in the Super Bowl, but he's not one of the 100 most influential people on the planet.
And as for let me first get to Corey from Columbus calling you guys the Golden State Warriors. I guess he'll be leading off for the next 10 years. Is that correct?
Yes, he will.
Well, who would you compare us to, Cowboy Jim?
You guys are like the Howard Stern Show. Okay.
Thank you.
Spike is Howard because he's neurotic. Okay.
Yep.
Jack, you're Baba Booey. Okay.
Yep.
And Ike is like Robin, where Robin is.
Why is he like Robin?
Black. Yeah. Wow. I hear what you're
Says
saying.
Says a lot
Jim.
About you. Actually, Cowboy.
No. Yeah. What are you doing, Jim?
Yep.
Robin.
Why
Robin
am I not like Robin?
Yep.
Robin is the best one on the show. She keeps it together. Okay.
You're really rebounding here.
Yeah.
No. And what comedians always say about Robin is they got to make her laugh. And if you can't make Ike laugh, then you're not doing your job.
That's a good point, Cowboy Jim. When Ike laughs at something, it makes it funnier.
Way better.
Yes.
It does.
That's the only reason the top five works.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and as for this Jordan being in the top 10, oh, come on. Luckily, it's not based on personality, you know. Okay. Jordan Mailata has more personality in his finger, okay, than Jalen. So, and I'm not saying it's because Jalen and I don't get along, but
we're talking about influence, not personality.
Well, you need personality.
What do you mean, Jalen don't get along? You don't even know the guy. You see him on the plane 8 times a year.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk to him, I'm sure.
And I know he's not talking to you.
And now let's get to Emmitt Smith. Let's get to Emmitt Smith here. Okay, I'm also sick of Go Bird. I'm also sick of that.
Me too.
Family and friends. But let me tell you the three rings that each of you have. You have. Okay, yeah. Jack, you have Lord of the Rings trilogy on DVD. That's your three rings.
I did.
Ike, you dream of three Super Bowl rings. And Spike, your three rings have to do with a chicken and a metal ring. Goodbye, losers.
I love Cowboy Jim.
I don't even know what that meant.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
He's just evolving into it. We're in a nice spot.
Yeah.
He's dropping the Cowboys thing.
Yeah. Now he really is the stewardess, Jim.
He's turning into an entertaining caller.
Yeah. I didn't really like him as a caller when he first started.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I get it. You like the Cowboys. But now he's
found his niche.
Yeah, now he just roasts us and then hangs up.
Yeah, he gets rid of the Cowboys nonsense because that doesn't work.
No,
he just rips us.
He's adjusting better than OG Wade is.
Oh, 100%. OG Wade doesn't call.
Yep.
Is Baba Booey positive?
Yes.
A compliment?
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, get out, Paul.
Yeah.
Gary.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. If the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick in the draft, would you be mad?
We riot.
Or would you understand it? I think everyone would understand it.
Oh, they would.
24 hours.
Oh, he's a diva.
We riot.
You don't win with wide receivers.
Yep. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We will talk to him about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.